What is the DMARC SP tag for subdomains? Domain owners with multiple subdomains are at increased risk of phishing and spoofing attacks if these subdomains are not adequately protected. While many domain administrators focus on securing their main domains using SPF, DKIM, and DMARC, they often neglect to secure their subdomains. This oversight leaves subdomains vulnerable and serves as an entry point for cyber threats. To address this, it is crucial for all subdomains to have a DMARC policy in place, ideally with a quarantine or reject policy set to 100%. The DMARC SP tag, or subdomain policy, allows domain owners to specify how DMARC should manage illegitimate emails sent from their subdomains. Unlike the P tag, which sets a policy for the main domain, the SP's tag sets a policy specifically for subdomains, overriding default behaviors. Without a specific SP tag, subdomains will typically follow the DMARC policy set for the parent domain. However, by using the SP tag, domain owners can set distinct policies for their subdomains. For instance, if a main domain has a DMARC policy of rejects, but a subdomain is set to known cybercriminals can impersonate the brand through the subdomain without raising suspicion. Using the SP tag offers several advantages. Granular control. It allows tailored DMARC policies for each subdomain based on its risk profile and operational needs. Better security. Protecting subdomains reduces the attack surface against phishing, spoofing, and impersonation attacks. Compliance alignment. Ensures subdomains adhere to organizational email security policies and industry best practices. Minimized false positives allows selective enforcement to reduce the likelihood of legitimate emails being blocked or flagged as spam. To implement the SP tag, domain owners must generate DMARC records for each subdomain and specify the handling policy, none, quarantine, or reject. It's essential to test the configuration thoroughly to avoid disruptions to email delivery. Additionally, regularly monitoring DMARC reports provides insights into email authentication status, helping to detect unauthorized activities and optimize DMARC policies. In conclusion, domain owners should aim for the strictest DMARC policy, particularly for subdomains, to enhance security and protect against email-based threats. Despite the challenges in planning and monitoring, the long-term benefits of improved security and brand protection justify the effort.